About 150 people yelling protest chants, praying, and holding signs painted with messages of resistance lined North Main Street outside the Border Patrol's facilities in Las Cruces. Sarah Melton is the acting director of New Mexico Cafe, one of the groups that organized the demonstration.
We're out here today to send a message to Congress and to everyone in the American public that Border Patrol are also agents of family separation, not just ICE. And right now in Congress, they're having a discussion about funding more Border Patrol agents, more equipment here on the southern border, and more detention beds will just lead to more family separation and more fear in our community.
About 20 of the protesters went further, sitting and even lying down in the two entrances of the Border Patrol facility, blocking vehicles from both entering and leaving the compound. It wasn't the usual clique of local activists either. There was a pastor, a veteran, and even State Representative Bill McCamley engaging in an act of civil disobedience. Over 100 protesters cheered them on.
We were prepared for arrest, and we were just going to see what happens. We wanted to make sure our message got clearly sent to Congress.
If the goal was to get arrested in a symbolic act standing up to Border Patrol or draw reaching media attention, activists weren't entirely successful. Tensions that did arise were expertly managed and de-escalated by the Las Cruces Police Department. No arrests were made, even with protesters holding the blockade for close to an hour. But the action was just one in a week's worth of resistance and solidarity with local immigrant communities.
Disobedience is just one tool in our toolkit to make sure that Congress hears us.
Other public events included a festival celebrating immigrant businesses and workers, a day of prayer, and a day of community divestment from bank Wells Fargo. Yeah. Ali Scotton was waving around a fistful of $100 bills out on Main Street in Las Cruces.
How much money is that?
It's $4,100.
He's just one of many Las Cruces at Wells Fargo to close down bank accounts.
I just divested from Wells Fargo. I've been an account holder since 1995, but I just can't support their investment in the private prison industry. I can't support any company that profits from human misery.
Activists are encouraging community members to divest from Wells Fargo because of their financial support for immigrant detention centres and the North Dakota Access Pipeline.
Wells Fargo has a history of exploitative practices that make money off the incarceration of our brothers and sisters who are immigrants and also of people of colour.
Sarah Melton says the profits made from private prisons and detention centres can have a horrifying influence on political decision making.
But a private prison is owned by a company or a corporation that makes profit and wealth off of the incarceration of people, which means there's an incentive to get people in jail and then keep people in jail, which means they hire lobbyists, they donate tons of money in campaign contributions to make laws that further criminalize people, particularly people of color, and lengthen sentences. And we're seeing this happening right now with our immigration system.
Melton points to President Donald Trump's support for the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is being built by Energy Transfer Partners, a company Trump until recently owned shares in. She also points to the new federal budget, which funds 5,000 more beds to detain immigrants.
Which will mean private prisons will get more money.
What divestment pushes goes beyond public protests, pep rallies, and marches. The divestment is a boycott that advocates like Scotton say can have immediate impact and lead to real change.
There is a PR and a financial downside to being irresponsible investors, and maybe it'll send a message to other large banks as well that are also funding this type of activity.
Besides individuals, entire cities and organizations are removing their money from Wells Fargo branches. The city of Seattle completely divested from Wells Fargo, citing the bank's financing of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wells Fargo CEO Timothy Sloan defended the support. He told CNN, "We have an obligation and we thought it made sense." Melton says they're working towards getting the city of Las Cruces to remove its accounts from Wells Fargo. And other cities have already followed suit, including Santa Monica and Davis, California.
Many people say our immigration system is broken, but we would say it's working just the way it's supposed to. It lines pockets of big CEOs, of giant prison companies, of military and industrial complexes. People make money when families are separated, when mothers are separated from their children, when fathers can't go to work, when businesses close in our community.
Las Cruces Police Department officials said they expect public protests and local actions like these to become a more and more regular occurrence. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.